This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. We have a new look at the fundraising contest being waged by President Barack Obama and the apparent Republican nominee, Mitt Romney. Their campaign committees filed monthly disclosures yesterday at the Federal Election Commission, as did the super PACs, which are active in the presidential contest. NPR's Peter Overby tells us we're seeing the campaign's turning point now as the president's reelection campaign charges toward November and the Romney team revs up after the primary.
Mitt Romney was in Phoenix yesterday for the spring meeting of the Republican National Committee. In a speech aimed at rallying the party faithful, Romney used one of his favorite lines about President Obama.
He is very clearly out of ideas and out of excuses. So it's our job in November to make sure we put him out of office.
But that job is just beginning, because the Obama reelection operation is clearly not out of money. In March, the Obama Organization raised $53 million. That includes Obama for America, the Democratic National Committee, and two joint fundraising committees. All told, they reported $135 million cash on hand. Romney and the Republican National Committee raised about half that much, $26.3 million. Their combined cash on hand, a bit less than $43 million. The month of March was expensive for Romney as he battled primary rivals Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich, so he couldn't build up his reserves. And the Republican RNC Joint Fundraising Committee just got started this month. Sheila Krumholz is director of the Center for Responsive Politics, which tracks political money.
Obama is sailing along, focused almost exclusively on November. So that's a great advantage for the Democratic camp.
The Obama campaign maintains its strength in small donors, those who give $200 or less. Obama for America got more than 50% of its money that way. For the Romney Committee, it was 13%. But that might become less significant. The joint fundraising arrangements mean that a candidate's fundraising team, his bundlers, can solicit contributions of $5,000 for the candidate's committee and another $70,800 for the party committees. Krumholz says now it's prime time for the bundlers to swing into action.
So this is a powerful asset for any presidential candidate to be able to raise money far in excess of what individuals can give to the campaign, but also to empower the parties to act on behalf of the campaign.
The Obama campaign says it has 534 bundlers, including 90 who are new this quarter. The Romney campaign doesn't disclose its bundlers. And then there are the super PACs. The pro-Romney group, Restore Our Future, reported just $6.5 million on hand March 31st. That put it almost on par with the underperforming pro-Obama super PAC, Priorities USA Action. But that's misleading. Since last year, Restore Our Future has raised nearly $52 million overall. Most of that cash went into the primary race. But there's no limit to how much or how often super PAC donors can give. One big super PAC reported a drop in fundraising. American Crossroads, the group co-founded by Republican strategist Karl Rove, raised just $1.2 million last month. But it has a partner committee, Crossroads GPS, a 501c4 advocacy group that keeps its donors secret. The two groups yesterday announced unofficial year-to-date numbers that indicate as much as $40 million being given to Crossroads GPS by undisclosed donors. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.